USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. dealing with the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday. The Delta variant spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. Plans underway to get Afghans who helped the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Sources tell NBC News about 2,500 Afghans who worked for our government will be allowed to come to the U.S. Others will wait outside the U.S. for their visas to be approved. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. airstrikes may not be enough to slow the Taliban's advance in Afghanistan. The airstrikes launched Wednesday and Thursday. Former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus telling Fox News yesterday he supports the airstrikes because we have a responsibility to help the Afghan government.
I think that we need to work with the Afghan government to develop a plan to help them stabilize the security situation, which has indeed deteriorated very significantly since the announcement of the intent to withdraw.
Despite the airstrikes, Petraeus warns the Taliban still has strategic momentum. California's largest wildfire, just 18% contained. The Dixie Fire, covering almost 143,000 acres in the Central Valley north of Sacramento. Oregon's Bootleg Fire remains the country's largest, though. That's over 400,000 acres. It's 40% contained. Some bad news for Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. The FAA announcing this week they have changed the requirements to be an astronaut, and those two don't qualify. While both flew over 50 miles above the Earth, neither meets a new requirement that calls for demonstrated activities essential to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nancy Pelosi says she's looking for the truth. Here's Brad Bernards.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time.
With respect for the integrity of the investigation, with concern that the American people want to know the truth.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A former Trump fundraiser released from jail. Here's Wendy King.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. Barak also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal officials. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.